综合模拟演练
六。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. Oh, how terrible! So much homework! So many lessons! So little pocket money! I just can't stand this anymore!
Well, that's life, isn't it?
Text 2.
Wow, look at the dress. Isn't it wonderful?
Yes, it is, and it's on sale.
I think I'll buy it. Such a bargain.
Text 3. Excuse me, madam.
Yes?
How long can I keep the book?
For 1 month. Please make sure you return the book before it's due.
Text 4.
Hi, Mr. Lee. Your wife told me last week that you would work in Beijing for half a year. Why did you come back so soon?
Though it was warm and clean, the food there was more than I could bear.
Really?
Text 5.
So, what do you usually do in your free time?
At the moment, I'm spending my free time learning drawing. I also enjoy music.
Do you play any sports?
Not much, but I go to the sports club and work out once a week.
每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六七题。
So, you say you had your handbag stolen this afternoon? About what time?
It must have been 3 hours ago, about 4 o'clock. I was doing my shopping when a fellow suddenly seized my bag and ran off.
Is there anything valuable inside the bag?
Not really, but the bag itself is an expensive one. It cost me about $500.
And are you able to recognize the man?
I did get a quick look at him. He was tall, bearded, and he had dark brown hair. I'm sure I'd recognize him if I saw him again.
Okay. I just need to find out a few more details before we take action. So, you say you had your handbag stolen this afternoon? About what time?
It must have been 3 hours ago, about 4 o'clock. I was doing my shopping when a fellow suddenly seized my bag and ran off.
Is there anything valuable inside the bag?
Not really, but the bag itself is an expensive one. It cost me about $500.
And are you able to recognize the man?
I did get a quick look at him. He was tall, bearded, and he had dark brown hair. I'm sure I'd recognize him if I saw him again.
Okay. I just need to find out a few more details before we take action.
Hello, sir. Could you spare me a minute?
Sure, Jane. You look upset. What happened?
Well, you know it's Kathy. She's telling everyone that David and I are in love. But we're not. We're just a steady pair. You know, I help him with his English, and he helps me with my math. Oh, I was going to tell you that I have made great progress in math.
That explains it. Don't worry. I'll talk to Kathy tomorrow.
Hello, sir. Could you spare me a minute?
Sure, Jane. You look upset. What happened?
Well, you know it's Kathy. She's telling everyone that David and I are in love. But we're not. We're just a steady pair. You know, I help him with his English, and he helps me with my math. Oh, I was going to tell you that I have made great progress in math.
That explains it. Don't worry. I'll talk to Kathy tomorrow.
Have you bought a present for Jim's birthday yet?
No, I haven't. I can't think of anything to get him. I want to get something really special. Jim always seems to know exactly what to get people as a gift. He bought me that beautiful sweater for my birthday. It was exactly what I wanted, and it fits me perfectly.
He bought me an iron.
That doesn't sound like a great present.
Maybe not, but my iron was getting old. In fact, it stopped working the week after Jim bought me that new one. It's as if he knew that my old iron would soon stop working.
Let's think. He loves football, doesn't he? I saw signed photographs of famous footballers in a shop near here. Let's go and have a look. You know which team he supports, don't you?
Yes, I do. Let's go. We should be able to find something suitable. We should get him something historic.
Yes, he always gets us special gifts. We should repay his kindness.
Have you bought a present for Jim's birthday yet?
No, I haven't. I can't think of anything to get him. I want to get something really special. Jim always seems to know exactly what to get people as a gift. He bought me that beautiful sweater for my birthday. It was exactly what I wanted, and it fits me perfectly.
He bought me an iron.
That doesn't sound like a great present.
Maybe not, but my iron was getting old. In fact, it stopped working the week after Jim bought me that new one. It's as if he knew that my old iron would soon stop working.
Let's think. He loves football, doesn't he? I saw signed photographs of famous footballers in a shop near here. Let's go and have a look. You know which team he supports, don't you?
Yes, I do. Let's go. We should be able to find something suitable. We should get him something historic.
Yes, he always gets us special gifts. We should repay his kindness.
听第九段材料回答第十三至十六题。
You don't look too happy. Bad day at work?
Yeah. Well, I needed to go down to the storeroom of the floor below my office, and I knew the lift would be really busy at that time of day. So I decided to go down the fire escape stairs. You know, they're on the outside of the building.
Yeah.
Anyway, I discovered that doors are all locked on the outside.
Oh, no. So you had to...
All the way down to the ground floor. And when I got there, guess what? It was locked too. I climbed all the way back to my office floor and started banging on the fire escape door. But no one heard me. I ended up taking off my shoe and banging on the door with it. Eventually, someone heard me and opened the door. And the whole office was just staring at me, standing there sweating with my shoe in my hand.
Oh, no. You don't look too happy. Bad day at work?
Yeah. Well, I needed to go down to the storeroom of the floor below my office, and I knew the lift would be really busy at that time of day. So I decided to go down the fire escape stairs. You know, they're on the outside of the building.
Yeah.
Anyway, I discovered that doors are all locked on the outside.
Oh, no. So you had to...
All the way down to the ground floor. And when I got there, guess what? It was locked too. I climbed all the way back to my office floor and started banging on the fire escape door. But no one heard me. I ended up taking off my shoe and banging on the door with it. Eventually, someone heard me and opened the door, and the whole office was just staring at me, standing there sweating with my shoe in my hand.
Oh, no.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.Welcome to East Campus Library. To start your tour, I'm going to give you some useful information and regulations. I won't keep you alone. First, how to enter our library. Thanks to the advanced technology, you just need to bring your student card and touch it in front of the touch point, and the door will automatically open for you. In the opening hour, our library is open from 9 a.m. till 10 p.m. every weekday. For the weekends, it's only open from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Please keep that in mind, so you won't come in vain. Our library is also open for the local residents, and there are differences for the students and the public. Our current students can borrow up to 12 at the same time.However, for the rest, the maximum they can borrow is 9. You need to return the books on time or your library account will be blocked, and you can't borrow any more books. Remember, books have different due dates according to their popularity. Mostly, the books should be returned within 4 weeks, but for the popular books, you have to bring them back within only 1 week.The last thing I must mention here is that you are not allowed to smoke in the library anywhere at any time. And as to drinks, You are only allowed to bring bottled water. Okay, now it's time to show you where everything is.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to East Campus Library. To start your tour, I'm going to give you some useful information and regulations. I won't keep you alone. First, how to enter our library. Thanks to the advanced technology, you just need to bring your student card and touch it in front of the touch point, and the door will automatically open for you. In the opening hour, our library is open from 9 a.m. till 10 p.m. every weekday. For the weekends, it's only open from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Please keep that in mind, so you won't come in vain. Our library is also opened for the local residents, and there are differences for the students and the public. Our current students can borrow up to 12 at the same time. However, for the rest, the maximum they can borrow is 9. You need to return the books on time or your library account will be blocked, and you can't borrow any more books. Remember, books have different due dates according to their popularity. Mostly, the book should be returned within 4 weeks, but for the popular books, you have to bring them back within only 1 week. The last thing I must mention here is that you are not allowed to smoke in the library anywhere at any time. And as to drinks, you're only allowed to bring bottled water. Okay, now it's time to show you where everything is.